Proclamation number 5063, dated the February 14th, 1951. Individuality of each soul. When my creative will became active, my wisdom also realized the accomplishment of all that which my love and strength had created. I saw the fallen spiritual being's process of development as well as the partial relapse into the abyss. I saw a countless multitude of originally created beings fighting each other in the universe. I saw satanic actions everywhere in the spiritual kingdom and in the earthly material creations. I saw the rise and fall. I saw the constantly changing shapes, and my wisdom recognized most clearly that the huge redemption work will be successful one day, which delighted my love, and thus my will was incessantly active. I foresaw the achievement an eternity ago, yet I also saw the countless originally created spirits which would remain opposed to me and need an infinitely long time before they surrender to me without resistance. But this did not trouble me, for time does not exist for me, if only I reach my goal one day. Yet the plan of redemption for these spirits remaining in opposition to me considerably deviates from the one for the less hardened spiritual beings, for the former require several infinitely long periods of development until their final redemption, and each one signifies a different process of redemption than the preceding one. For the sin keeps increasing the more often free will is misused, and the final stage as a human being also provides the spiritual entity with awareness, because I endow him with intelligence by virtue of which he can distinguish between right and wrong. But for a human being, acute accent death soul can be formed, the individual soul substances must effectively have traveled through all creations. The soul will have gathered all minute particles which once belonged to a freely spiritually creating original entity, and this original entity receives, as a human being, the self-awareness again which it no longer possessed during the preliminary stages of development. Then the soul will continue to remain a self-aware individual entity in the spiritual kingdom, although it will then work and create an unity with equally mature souls. It will recognize itself for what it once had been and is incredibly happy in this self-awareness. But the final test of earthly life can, although it is not too difficult, also be failed. In the case my work of redemption has not been possible during one course of development, and the being will have to go through a second and far more difficult process of redemption, it must once again take abode in new material creations. The soul will be dissolved again into infinitely small particles and, depending on its nature, engendered into various shells once more, and the path of higher development will start anew. A soul which deserts me as a human being increases its sin many times over and must therefore also suffer considerably more than during the individual developmental stages of the previous period. Yet even then my infinite love will be at work again in order to help this soul to ascend, so that, at the end of its earthly progress in the law of compulsion, the reassembled soul can incarnate itself in a body of flesh with the purpose of passing its final test of will on this earth. Although at a later state of maturity this soul can undoubtedly look back upon an entirely different earthly progress than that of the period before, nevertheless it remains the same spiritual being, but will only recognize itself as such when it reaches the specific degree of light when it receives its past memory again. Every soul entering the spiritual kingdom after its physical death remains what it is and can continue to ascend constantly higher and, in unity with equally mature spiritual beings, bring happiness to countless beings on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. But it always remains the same being and will never lose its self-awareness again. If, however, it descends into the abyss, Its thinking will become confused. It no longer recognizes itself, and if it descends to the lowest point, it can also harden into solid matter again, thus starting the process of development in new creations on Earth once more. The being only recognizes itself during a specific degree of maturity, and this degree of maturity has been attained as soon as the soul is permitted to embody itself as a human being, on account of which the human being is in clear possession of self-awareness, which the soul will not lose again unless it descends into profound darkness again, where it can no longer recognize itself for what it is and what it had been. I will collect every spiritual being again which once went astray. I want to regain it in the same condition as it once came forth from me. I want to draw completely free, supremely perfect angel beings burning with love to my heart, and I will achieve this goal even if it takes eternities, for my love, wisdom and might is without bounds, and my creative will shall never end until even the last spiritual being is redeemed and has become my child. Amen.